Leftist group in California putting up anti-ICE signs, ICE stole someone here. By Hannah Knudsen on November 13, 2025. A citizen group in Ontario, California, is putting up anti-immigration and customs enforcement ICE signs around the community as the Trump administration continues its work removing dangerous criminal illegal immigrants off the streets. The group is dedicated to alerting the general public where ICE has taken people into custody, placing signs in locations reading, "ICE stole someone here." One individual named Michael Rios, who reportedly put up over two dozen signs, described ICE's actions as abductions. The immigration sweeps typically happen early in the morning around 6 a.m. It's before they're going to work, before kids are going to school, Rios said, according to ABC7. They purposely do it when people can't see what's happening. And if you don't see it, if you don't see it in the community, people aren't aware of how impacted we are by these abductions, he added. Another woman involved said they want people to know that children are most impacted. Each sign also has artwork depicting a girl releasing balloons into the air. This image of a little girl and her balloons floating away is so painful, Andrea Galvin said of the depiction on the sign. It's a loss of innocence, a loss of culture, a loss of their family connections. And we have to do everything we can to protect these kids with everything that's happening right now, she added. There was no mention in the reported interview, of course, of the reality that many of the criminal illegal aliens being taken off the streets have committed crimes against children, specifically. For instance, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, on Thursday announced the arrests over 150 illegal alien sex offenders in Florida, per the press release. The operation targeted child predators, rapists, and violent criminal illegal aliens with convictions including sexual assault of minors, rape, lewd and lascivious conduct, child exploitation, battery, and attempted homicide. In total, more than 230 criminal illegal aliens, including 150 sexual predators, were arrested and are off our streets. Emphasis original. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said she called the event Operation Dirtbag because these individuals were not just sex offenders, they targeted children. Some of the charges include sexual assault, battery, attempted homicide. These 150 illegal aliens will be gone and off our streets, she said in a statement. Our kids will be safer. This partnership with Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida is a model we want to replicate across the country.